It must be 3 o'clock. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena. My name is Ron Sanchez, taking over the chair for 3 hours to control your moods and such. We'll set you right, don't worry. Also made possible by generous donations from and including HelenaLocalCSA.org, supporting local farmers by offering locally raised produce, 20-week shares, and information available online at HelenaLocalCSA.org. Country Bookshelf, a local independently owned bookstore offering a large children's selection, a knowledgeable staff, and a full schedule of literary and community events. Online at countrybookshelf.com, located 28 West Main in Bozeman. And Cactus Blossom Collective, a thoughtfully curated shop and cooperative workspace carrying ethically sourced, handmade, and vintage goods with focus on local artisans, located 101 West Calendar in downtown Livingston, Montana, and online at cactusblossomcollective.com. Let's see what it says for the weather. It's sort of cold out. Right here, we're calling it 10 degrees. I went out to shovel about 8 o'clock, and it was 4 degrees, and it felt like it. But nice, fluffy snow. That was a pleasant change from the wet goop we've been getting and the warm, smushy weather we've had. I returned to a little bit of crispy cold, deep and even, huh? Tonight, a little snow. They're calling for a high of 13 today, so we're not hitting that. Low of 2 tonight, frigid, and a little evening snow. And Saturday, partly sunny and cold, the high of 23, low of 10 overnight Saturday, Sunday. Helena, look for a low of minus 2 tonight. In Livingston, low of 1. Gardner, a low of 4 tonight, minus 1. In Big Timber and 0 down in the park. Sounds like perfect ski weather for the parks. It'll be 19 tomorrow. Time to start planning that West Yellowstone rendezvous ski trip. Good. I know that locally the ski conditions have been mixed. I heard different reports and I don't downhill ski, so I don't really know about that, what it entails, but it always seems a little sketchy to me. Where's our other? Oh, I'll find it at some point. Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news with professional photography and stories from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky online at explorebigsky.com. I think we got around town covered. Let's try it anyway.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, She Loves Me is at the Rialto. Steve and Christy Neville play at Norris Hot Springs. Montana Manouche is at Red Tractor Pizza. I Am My Own Wife is at the Verge Theater. Luminous performs at Wild Joe's Coffee Spot. DJ Illicit is at the Poorhouse. Red Glow Buffalo is at the Eagles. There's a reception for artist Nathalie Woods at the Emerson Weaver Room. And Orgone with Paige and the People's Band is at the Filling Station. In Livingston, Virginia Warner plays at Uncorked, and the Max is at Chico Hot Springs. In Helena, Tyler and the Train Robbers plays at LNC Brewing. The third annual Wild Dinner is at Free Ceramics. Mark Dixon and Lori Zupan play at Benny's Bistro. Sense and Sensibility is at the Grand Street Theater, and Steamboat Days is at the Jefferson County Museum. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Okay, as usual, I've probably got some new things in the bag to spin for you. And we'll keep it up-tempo so you don't sit down in the snow and curl up.
I won't stay long. now I'm thinking ahead.
hesitating. We'll be right back.
That's Television from their debut album, the title track Marquee Moon, Tom Verlaine, Richard Lloyd and Company. Start off with Quicksilver, a band that influenced Television quite a bit and influenced Rain Parade, who you heard there in the middle, covering Television, doing Ain't That Nothing from their Behind the Sunset live album. Getting us some guitar start on this snowy, cold Friday afternoon. Sounded okay to me. That's what we want to do. Just get the fires burning. Warm up that radio. You know that big Atwater Kent you have with the big giant dial? It's going to start, the tubes are going to start glowing. So huddle around it. You'll stay warm. You don't have to put too many logs on the fire for the next couple hours. Yep. So I'm just going to inform you, and then we will entertain you.
On Sunday, February 25th, the Girls STEM Expo is at Exploration Works on Carousel Way in Helena. The expo is a free event that will feature presentations and hands-on activities by leading women in STEM fields: science, technology, engineering, and math. The expo runs from noon to 5 p.m. and is open to girls and boys of all ages. There's more info at explorationworks.org.
Anything else I need to tell you? That's probably good enough for now. I don't know anything that's going on except that February of 2018. And there's all kinds of excitement in the world. And the big excitement, real big excitement, is the very first Roxy Music album. It came out apparently 45 years ago, so that would have made it 1972. And I remember it distinctly because I was working at Discount Records in San Jose. And I put it on, and my coworkers looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, well, no, that's Roxy Music. And they weren't convinced until the second album came out. But it's a pretty spectacular debut. Nothing like it at all. Hard to explain. And now they've put out an anniversary issue, like they do of everything, a remastered album, a double CD with, I think the CD has the BBC sessions, and then a box set with a giant big coffee table book, the album, a whole album of demos and outtakes from the first album session, or some recorded before the first album, some during the session for the first album, and then another disc of BBC sessions, which I know a lot of us have been waiting a long time for that, because the tapes have been around of some of them, though lesser quality. Well, these are all pristine, and they go back to the very earliest days with Davy O'List on guitar. And there's also a DVD of an hour's worth of our early Television performances with when Eno was still in the band, and they're spectacular. It's spendy to get all that, but like these things are these days, but well worth it. And just nice to revisit this album. This is from the BBC sessions. This would be their, from really early on, what are they going to call it? Their January 1972, so just a little over 45 years ago. And this is an early version of the band. I don't know if they even played out live much with Davy O'List. There's another guy in the band prior to them. I think there's two guys who played guitar before Davy O'List. And one of them is represented on the demo. So check this out. This is Rough and Raw on the BBC. Roxy Music, 45 years ago.
If there is something that I might find, look around corners where you try to find peace of mind. They say, where would you go if you were me? Try to keep it straight, cause it's not easy. Somebody special. Just a game.
right back when you were young. Threw your precious gifts into the air. Watch them fall down when you were young.
Cluster from an album called Apropos, which apparently came out a few years ago on a miniature label and disappeared. I missed it. I picked it up in D.C. when I was out there last fall, and it's a good one. One of my favorite bands of all time, yeah. And speaking of Roxy music earlier, it was Brian Eno who turned me on to the band Cluster, so I'm forever thankful for that. What was before that? Looks like it was the Feelies, the 45 of Original Love. XTC from their debut album, you heard I Set Myself on Fire and start off Roxy Music. from the BBC, January 1972, if there was something. A quick message for you, and then I think we can continue. Let's see. Oh, I've munged this up. No, I got it right. Here we go.
I'm DJ Rando at radio show version 0.2.4.1. Where me and my crack staff are striving constantly to remove the bugs from the program. Tune in and find out what I've dug up from record crates around the area on the segment I call DJ Rando, Citizen Record Paleontologist. Airing fortnightly following the KGLT Sunday Musical Spotlight. And remember, you're never more than 334 hours away from a new episode of radio show version 0.2.4.1 on KGLT.
And this 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news with professional photography and stories from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. And that Randy guy, yeah, I know he's out there buying records. Because my people in building say, yeah, the other guy from KGLT comes in here, the big guy. And Randy, I know he travels for his job, so he probably gets there way more often than me. Damn it. Dang it. But I do okay. I have some new records today. And here's one of them coming up. Just a few weeks ago, I was playing two brand new Tim Buckley releases, live from 1968. The Troubadour. Pretty excited about that. Big deal. And just a week or so ago, I was informed that there was something that came called Works in Progress that came out quite a few years ago. And it looks like a 99. Yeah, that's a long time ago. I totally missed it. It's demos for a couple albums that Tim Buckley would eventually put out. And it's really good. It's not just him sitting at home with a boombox. It's a full-on studio recording. And it's really good. I'm really thrilled to have got this. I was joking to some of the other collector people. Tim Buckley is one of those guys who's put out a lot more records since he's been dead than he ever put out in his lifetime.
You're the one I talk about. You're the one I think. out in the sun. And was it right or wrong? I couldn't sing that song anyway.
Walking in the seashore twilight, it's then you spy carnival lights. You slowly kneel the magic side, tangerine one kind. Take time, untie your pretty hair. The gypsy driver doesn't care if you catch your hair in the fairest Greenland town. Offer a sweet one time. A silver bicycle you shall ride to bathe your quiet tide. Far off as it seems, your hair will mend, and the Samson's strength to begin again. Take time and dry your pretty eyes. Watch the seagull fly far off skies to build its nest in the fairest Greenland town. In the fairest Greenland town. If ever I read. Thank you.
friend. Follow through your dream to the end. Dig the seagull fly across the sky to build its nest in the Ferris wheel.
Journey to the stars.